Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Since the Affordable Care Act came into effect, it was supposed to ensure that both men and women pay equal amounts for health care. However, women typically outlive men, and we have more exams, of course, than men, and we need more care for reproductive purposes. I mean, basically, we go to the doctor more. And so are the healthcare costs equal as they should be? My guest is Gina Larson. She's the Marketing Director of Content and Strategy and Development for Vitals. Welcome to the show, Gina. So let's start by saying about healthcare for women. I mean, we're the caregivers of society, and yet our healthcare costs are probably the highest. Our pap smears, our mammograms. I mean, think about it. We just have to go to the doctor for preventive things so much more than men. Hello, Gina?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
So what do you want? What about women versus men and these healthcare costs? Because we go to the doctor so much more than men.
Yes, absolutely. We have our annual mammograms. We have our annual pap smears. For some women, we have bone density scans. Birth control, even though it is being covered by most employers, there have been exceptions. Grandfathered plans are not covered, and then there's religious exceptions as well. So it's not all across the board. And it gets even trickier when you get into reproductive health. A lot of costs are coming out of women's pockets in the form of deductibles for even screenings that women need, and of course the hospital stay, which can be very expensive.
Well, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, when this came into the Affordable Care Act came into progress, I was glad because I didn't have to decide money-wise between my mammogram and my pap smear and my colonoscopy, for that matter. I was glad that I was able to get all of them and not have to pick and choose based on the bills I was going to get. So I'm kind of thrilled with the way that the preventive services, especially for women, work. But what can other women do to reduce the cost of some of their care?
So I think what's important to understand, too, is that even though these costs are being covered, somebody is paying for them, right? We never get anything for free. And that mammogram can be anywhere from $50 or it could be $2,000. And we should care about that cost and that price variance, because at the end of the day, we're going to pay for it in either higher premiums or higher deductibles. And what we're trying to do at Vitals is to make people aware of their cost, even if they don't have a deductible for that. And the way we're doing that is by giving people incentives. So, for instance, last year we were giving women on average $66 to go and find that more cost-effective imaging center that could give them their mammogram. And $66 might not sound like a lot, but there's 16 million women who are getting mammograms every year, and that ends up being about $1 billion in savings out of the system.
Wow. Wow, that's great. You know, advocacy is so important. And women, we have to know what we're paying. And actually, Gina, recently they changed the coding. So now I think it makes things even more confusing, because now there's going to be new coding laws, like 845 of them just for an angioplasty. So I am always telling women that they have to find out from their doctor the code, and then from the nurse, and then to their insurance. We have to be our best advocate. We have to know what these things cost and know what we need.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy that here we are in this day when everybody has a smartphone in their pocket, they're shopping online for everything, and we still just don't really consume healthcare in that way. And there's parts of healthcare that we'll never be able to, but most of healthcare is for non-emergency care. And for those types of things, we should be able to know how good it's going to be, and we should know what the cost is going to be.
How do we do that?
So Vitals, for one, it has our website where people can, at a minimum, go and see what people are saying about their doctors, read up on other types of quality data, where they went to school, what they've published, and, you know, how good the hospital is that they're affiliated with. But really, you need to bring cost in. And we're working with the health plans because they're the ones who really kind of negotiate the rates with the providers. They have the benefit plans. And so people need to start looking to their health plans to help them save on costs. I mean, medical debt is probably the biggest reason for bankruptcy in our country.
It's so scary. It absolutely is. And women, different than men, as we said before, have these reproductive things. Do we have any, besides vitals and going there and getting our information, do we have any recourse? I mean, when you talk to people about the Affordable Care Act and going on the exchanges and seeing what's covered for their own preventive care, how do you, are you able to help them navigate a little bit and tell them what's going on?
I think that everything is so new with the market exchanges, too, that that's going to be their first line of defense, is to figure out, is to shop for their plans. And Americans really didn't have to do that before because they had their employers giving them just a list of different ones that they could use. Now they can, we're going to start to see more competition there. And hopefully we'll start to see the competition trickling down into where we go for our care as well.
Where do you think preventive medicine is playing a role in just this whole healthcare costs? And women, we go to the internet more for advice and information and such. I think preventive medicine is the wave of the future. If we can prevent it before it happens, it's going to be cheaper all around.
Yeah, and I think that employers are really embracing that too. What we're seeing is they want their employees to go and get the screenings because figuring out something early on is going to make it less expensive down the road. So,
well, it
definitely
is.
Yeah.
And nutrition and exercise and the preventive things that we can do that we know about can certainly help to reduce our risk of some of these, you know, diseases that we're seeing in the country, obesity, diabetes, all of these things.
Right. And the problem is that, you know, a lot of people know what the right thing to do is. They know they should be working out. They know they should be going to the eating healthier. They know that they should be going for their preventative exams. However, it's so much easier not to. And so that's why Vitals has started this incentive program, is to say, you know, we're going to give you $150 if you go and get your colonoscopy at a cost-effective location. That's kind of the key part of that. You know, we'll give you that $66 if you go and get your mammogram, which you should be doing, for a good value. So these incentives, I think economists have always known that that's what motivates people and that's what helps to change behavior.
Wow, that's so cool. I got my colonoscopy last year and my mammogram just a few months ago. So can I get some money?
If you're using Vital Smart Shopper, yes, you can. And that's really the cool thing.
That's really great. So we only have 20 seconds left here. Tell people where they can find out more information.
They can go to www.vitals.com.
Vitals.com, using Vitals Smart Shopper. Find out what these things really cost and find a cost-effective way to get your preventive screenings. It's just that important and it's just that simple. We all have to do it, women. We have to get out there and we have to take care of ourselves, because if we don't take care of ourselves, we cannot take care of those others. Put your mask on before you put the mask on of others. That's what we say. This is Melanie Cole. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.